Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker, and I am back. I am back with a disclaimer. I am going to start off this week's episode on a topic that is a little more mature than I normally talk about on this podcast, but I'm going to tie it to fun, play, and learning, I swear. So I ask of you just to stick with me for a few minutes and we'll get to the fun. This week, I want to talk about the idea of I have a dream. This week, we celebrated MLK Day. And this day is always talked about as a day of service, a day of giving back, a day of contributing. And that is one of the things that I want to touch on in this week's podcast. I want to tie together the idea of I have a dream and the idea that all things are figure outable, a favorite phrase of mine that I actually have used for a very long time, but started to hear Marie Forleo talk about that she actually wrote a book around the idea that everything is figure outable. So I want to talk about these two ideas this week in relation to inspiring the kids in our lives. And I want to talk about ways that we can inspire the kids in our lives to bridge the divides that feel very, very high. And probably have for a while. Kids are very good at looking past people's differences, their uniquenesses, to seeing just who they are as an individual person. And that is something that we all, especially us adults, could use a lot of work on. And one of the ways we can work on that is by being of service to each other. And so I want to encourage you guys this week to have conversations around all of these really big ideas. What dreams do your kids have? What dreams do your students have? Do they think about things that they want to achieve? About how they could affect other people? Do the kids in your life talk about or get excited to find solutions to things that other people struggle with? Or do they get inspired to find solutions to things that they struggle with because they understand that they're not the only ones who struggle with that specific thing? If we can inspire the kids in our lives to think through these big ideas, we then can help kids uncover and put on display the uniquenesses that they bring to the table. And we can also inspire the kids in our lives who may have struggles in specific areas to realize that everything really truly is figure outable. That we all are capable of learning and doing big things. We just all do them in very different ways because we're all wired differently. This is partially a topic that I've talked about a little bit before, but I wanted to talk about it in this bigger context. I got really inspired this year around this idea of I have a dream, because we all have dreams, right? But the kids in our lives, and us adults too, sometimes struggle. They have these big ideas, and a lot of times they try to bring these big ideas to life through their play. And so they engage in trial and error play. And unfortunately, sometimes the thing they're trying to achieve doesn't work out the way that they thought that it would. And that's where this phrase of everything is figure outable comes into play. We can then step in and encourage the kids in our lives not to get frustrated and not to feel defeated and not to give up, but to understand the idea that everything is figure outable. Okay, you had an idea, you had a big dream, and you thought you knew how to make it a reality, but the method you used didn't exactly work out the way you expected. So how can we back up, go at it from a different angle, and take another course of action? And again, I apologize if you hear my words come and go. I am outside trying to soak up some of the sunshine, and it is a little bit windy, so from time to time it is taking my breath away, so I apologize. And I got really excited about this idea of encouraging the dreams of the kids in our lives and encouraging each other as adults, or even encouraging the teenagers, especially the teenagers in our lives, to pursue those dreams that they have. When we have a really big dream, sometimes when we're younger, we fear that that dream is out of reach, and so we push it away and don't try to connect with it, let alone achieve it, because there's a fear to fail. And that's where this idea of everything is figure outable comes into play. Because if we can find ways to instill the kids and teenagers in our lives with that belief that everything is truly figure outable, then we can support their big dreams and help them to explore those big dreams and help them to see how their big dream has an impact on the wider world outside of them, outside of their immediate environment. And once we can get not only kids, but even ourselves as adults to realize this, we come to understand this idea that we all can make really big, sweeping, positive impacts on the world around us. And I think with the difficult times that we have had come at us, seemingly from all different angles, that very idea that our dreams have meaning, that our dreams serve a purpose, and that the dreams of the kids in our lives serve a purpose, has kind of, for probably a lot of us, been pushed aside. We've kind of been stuck in survival mode. And we have all become discouraged. I know I hear from a lot of parents and caregivers that the kids in their lives have become discouraged with school and become discouraged with learning and have become discouraged with building new skills because everything feels so difficult and everything feels so unconnected. And I'm hoping to reignite that passion for you to be able to go and reignite that passion for the kids and the teenagers in your life to be excited again, to feel hopeful again, to want to try new things and learn and understand new ideas again, because those things are achievable. And sometimes we just need to find new and exciting ways to go about engaging in those big, sometimes scary ideas. If we can instill in the kids in our lives and ourselves the idea that our big dreams have meaning and are worthy of pursuing, then we have multiple unintended positive influences on all of those around us, because when we can breathe life into our big ideas, our big dreams, our desires to overcome whatever challenge might stand in front of us, we start to take and encourage the kids in our lives to take little steps to get closer to doing that new thing or learning about that new big idea. And as we have little successes, we start to get excited. We start to learn new things about ourselves. And we start to feel hopeful again. And all of those little wins have huge impacts on our mental health, our self-image, our self-worth. And I keep using the references are, we, us, because this is just as true for us as adults, parents, caregivers, educators, as it is for the kids and teenagers in our lives. And we, as a world, as a whole, need more of this feel good, more of this positivity, more of this connection and reinforcement. Because we are faced with a lot of tough things on a day-to-day basis. But if we can wrap our heads around the ideas that we each have something to contribute and that all things are truly figure outable, we can solve the big and small issues that we face each and every day. But we can't do it alone. We have to come together and share ideas and collaborate in order to accomplish those big ideas. So I want to challenge you to have those conversations with the kids in your life. I think this I have a dream idea is a lot of fun because you can have these big conversations that are inspiring, that get kids to open up about the reasons why they haven't tried new things or pursued these big ideas that they have, which gets to their fears and their insecurities. And then you can use fun experiences to get them to take those smaller steps towards those big things that they want to try, but also towards overcoming those things that have held them back. Excuse me, I apologize. And this whole umbrella idea that I'm talking about here is why I have created my In Spite Of personal development course. I wrote it first as an adult with adults in mind. And then by the end of it, I realized, oh my goodness, this course that I wrote takes a childlike approach. And each week we have a lot of fun and we do a very childlike activity to uncover these hidden or forgotten things about ourselves. And it dawned on me that this is great for adults who want to do new things or learn new things or make some of these really big changes. But this is also very relatable to teenagers and children as well. So it's really a course that you can take as a whole family unit and work together to achieve big goals and to learn about yourselves and each other. And so that's just something that I wanted to kind of tie all together with a big red bow, so to speak. So if you're interested in that, you can head to thecreativecampusonline.com and you can find out more about it there. And I just wanted to kind of touch on it because that was the inspiration for the overall subject of this week's episode. It's all about inspiring bigger thinking and bigger action to reconnect to the world around us and to maybe connect to the world around us for the first time, which is something that a lot of us seek but are afraid to actually connect to because it means in a lot of ways that we are exposed. And that is something we struggle with as adults, as teenagers, and as kids. We want to do these big things, but we're afraid of what other people will think. And this week, I want to really encourage you and the kids in your life to think about overcoming those hurdles in ways that maybe you haven't thought about before. So, how can we bridge our divides by being in service to each other in spite of the challenges we may face in our own lives as adults or as teenagers or as kids? Well, we can all do little things for somebody else. And actually, this is a really great thing to be talking about because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And what a great time to do things, take actions that have an impact on other people. So how can you be of service, or how can the kids in your life be of service to other people? Well, maybe it's not just other people. Maybe the kids in your life, or the teenagers in your life, or yourself have an interest in the environment or a specific species of animal or a species of animal that lives in a certain part of the world. Or maybe you have a specific interest in a specific aspect of human life that you want to make an impact on. Maybe it's as simple as the kids or teenagers in your life have come to understand that there are other children who spend a lot of time in a hospital or maybe in a homeless shelter, and they want to take steps to make life better for people in those situations. These are all really great ways of connecting to people outside of ourselves and realizing that we have talents and skills to affect each other. This can also be great ways to meet people who live different ways of life from us. So maybe that means that you find a way to connect with people maybe who live in other countries or are part of other cultures, and you correspond or you keep in contact through the internet somehow, and you get to learn about each other's cultures or each other's way of life or a struggle that one of you has that you do want to help relieve by taking specific actions, and as a result, you learn what it's like to face that specific struggle. So you can do things like creating blankets for animals in a shelter, or creating blankets for kids in the hospital, or doing a toy drive, or it really will depend on what your interests are, what the skills are that you and the kids or teenagers in your life have already. Perhaps you want to learn and acquire skills that you don't yet have, but you want to understand something specific and then turn around and use that learned understanding to have a positive effect on somebody else. That would be a great way to put all of this into play as well. So I want to start to wrap up this week's episode. I hope you found this week's episode inspiring. I hope I challenged you to uncover ways that you and the kids and teenagers in your life could be of service to other people. And I hope that you have a lot of fun as you go about taking these actions that allow you to be of service and to connect to each other and other people in ways that you may not have experienced before. So dive into those fun ideas of what your and the kids in your life's big dreams are, and put into practice the idea that all these big ideas really are figure outable. You just have to break them down into smaller steps and then go about achieving those smaller steps one at a time. Thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next week when we'll have another fun learning and skill building topic to dive into together. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.